Hey, this is India Sean. I'm hanging out on the set list with Adon Bean for 4th District.
Greetings, good people. What's going on? What's going on? Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. My name is Adon Bean, and you are tuned into the set list. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're very, very happy to have you come through 4th District. And it's the set list. So what we do is we talk about live experiences. We talk about the album. They say it's dead. We don't believe that. And I get the opportunity to sit down with friends who share that belief as well. And this good evening, I have the pleasure of rocking with one, India Sean. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Not too many people ask me, so that's good. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming through 4th District. And really just, I want to think, like, step back. Like, do you remember, when did we meet? I don't even know if, I feel like I've just known you, but I don't. But it's...
I feel like we've been in this grind together for so many years that it's just so blurry.
I think that, yeah, it's
probably... But it was definitely on a show.
Like, I'm sure it was a show.
Hard Rock?
Hard Rock, maybe. What first comes to mind for me might have been you were with Jimmy Cravity.
Okay.
And shouts out to Jimmy Cravity,
yes.
An amazing artist. If you all do not know, check him out. And I think it was... Kimberly Nicole show, like Apache.
Okay.
Like I don't know when that was, but it was a long time ago. But regardless, and Kimberly Nicole, shouts out. She's doing amazing work on The Voice right now.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Love her.
Yes. But I just remember, seeing you then, but I probably met you before then for all I know. And just have gotten to watch and observe your growth and your grind and, I can't be happier for someone. That's really, really, really dope.
Thank you.
Really, really dope. So I think we talked about this a little bit off air, but here at the set list, what we do is we just kind of talk through, we get to know the artist, we get to know what you're up to, but we also get to know like the artist behind the music and your influences and what you pull on to create your artistry and who you are as a person. And so a lot of times we're just... a combination of so many influences and so many musical inspirations that came to us before, and we reinterpret those through our life and our experiences and put those out. And so that's ultimately what we want to get into here with the sound check. You up for that?
I'm down.
That's what's up.
I'm up, down.
Up, there we go. All directions. We are firing on all cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a quick shout out to my engineer for the evening, Mr. Dan Duncan.
What's up?
Hey. So regardless, though, we want to start with maybe an opener, you know, just who, for the people who don't know, I don't know how they do not know, but for the people who do not know, can you just explain who you are as an artist? Just India Sean.
I'm India Sean.
Yes.
I am a singer and songwriter. Here in the city of Atlanta, originally from Los Angeles, California.
What part of Los Angeles?
I grew up in West Covina.
West Covina, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Propaganda.
West Coast.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. Yeah. No one.
Yay.
Give it to him. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just playing. Yeah, but I've been here for a little over 10 years now. Back and forth, actually, because I moved back a couple years ago. But yeah, back and forth. I have been singing my entire life, literally. I mean, I've heard stories of when I came out the womb with a vibrato and all this stuff. I don't know how true that was, but for as long as I can remember, I've
absolutely
been singing.
Absolutely.
I come from a musical family, and I didn't know that I could write maybe until I was about 15 or 16, and started writing, wrote for... Some artists that y'all may know.
Oh, let's talk about those artists that we may know.
You can brag on yourself.
Yeah, I would rather you say it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mostly urban R&B artists.
Yeah.
I am signed as a songwriter to Polo Da Da. Shout out to Polo Zone.
Shout out to Polo Da Da.
Through Universal Music Publishing. And so I had an opportunity to go to LA a couple years ago and do some writing for and with Chris Brown, Monica.
Nice.
El DeBarge. That was so random. Nice.
Shouts out to El DeBarge.
Right. Shout out to El. He's hilarious. Carrie Hilson. I've worked with Timbaland. I've worked with Dr. Dre. I've worked with a lot of people.
Yeah. And, sounds as if.
Yeah.
Lloyd. Ashanti.
Yeah, that was also very random. I was like, oh, I have a song out? I didn't know that.
What's that experience like? You're just like, do you find this out? Yeah, do you find it out on release day? Like, oh, that one landed? Or, like, how does that work?
No, you generally know.
Okay, okay. Like, I was hoping.
You're usually involved maybe in the process of, like, the artist recording the song. You're there and all that. Mm. With that situation, I think we knew that she had, like, cut our song. And then when it came out, it was, like, a year later. We're like, oh, the album's out.
I got you.
All right, get paid. I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding. Shout out to Ashanti. Yeah,
what's up?
We handled it. Nice. We got it figured out. Thank you, girl, for cutting the check. And I'm just kidding.
Paying some rent.
Absolutely. But that's what's up. So, yeah, that's wonderful. And so, and you're part of Full Circle. Is that the name of the...
That's the name of the writing team that I'm in. It's... me and my sister and our good friend EXO.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And we were, I guess, in the process of you writing and doing all of this, you also are an artist in your own right.
Yes.
Writing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you put out a project. I guess, was this 2013, 2014? When did Origin come?
It was actually the latter half of 2012.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, I mean, let me, I guess, kind of start there with maybe just before we get to Origin and what you've got going on with the new EP, new project, Outer Limits. Let's just go back to the opener. Like, what, can you think back to, like, as they've told you in the myth that you came out the womb singing, can you think back of what maybe was like your first song that you either remember writing or you remember recording, or just maybe that you just remember singing? Like, this was, you know, I'd always, you know, whenever they put me on the spot to sing at church or wherever, this is what I was saying, because this was my, you know.
Okay. It's funny because I'm doing this March birthday tribute on Instagram, and I'm choosing a few of my favorite singers who have March birthdays, and the first one I did was Mariah Carey, Dream Lover, because that was the first song,
yeah,
where I really like was like, oh, I got something here. I was a huge Mariah Carey fan.
Absolutely.
You know, it was back in the day, so I mean, I still am, but yeah, that was
Mariah Carey. Nice. Yeah. Nice. And so that and for the people out there, we'll get to all the details in terms of how to stay in touch with you, but that is instagram.com/ India Sean. That is Sean with an SHAW.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Please go out and find her, follow her, and all that jazz. So it was Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. You know, and so you're doing this on a daily basis.
I'm doing 10 of them. So for the next 10 days up until my birthday, which is March 25th.
What? Mm-hmm. You are an Aries.
I am an Aries.
So
you
many
better
Aries.
Recognize.
So many Aries.
What's your sign?
My sign is a Taurus.
What's your sign?
I have no idea.
Oh
my God. Yes, you do. Somebody, you've had this conversation at some point in your life.
I don't. I honestly, I moved to the city and I just got.
When's your birthday?
Culturized. June 10th.
You got to be a Gemini probably.
Yeah, you can say that and it's like, ooh.
I have no idea what that means, but
that's cool. I now know, though. I'll
carry
that with me.
Yeah, always. there's a host, though, of just Aries artists. Like
Aretha Franklin.
Shaka Khan.
Diana Ross.
Look at that. That's quite a Mount Rushmore of of singers right there. Right. That's serious. I think even people we know, you know, the PJ Morton, I think, is an Aries. I think
Algebra,
Avery Sunshine, I think,
wow,
is an Avery.
I
think, maybe I lied. Sorry, Avery. Regardless, there's so many.
She's offended right now.
She is. But that's very, very cool. And so I'll definitely stay tuned in for that as we approach your birthday. But also another thing, I think if that song was, backing up, what about Mariah Carey just grabbed you, like, as a kid, mm-hmm. or as when you were younger, rather? Like, was it just the amazing voice that she had? Was it the actual songs? Was it, I don't know.
Well, back then it was just the songs. I mean, I wasn't into the technicalities of yeah. the music industry or anything yeah. like that. But after like going back and like revisiting some of her stuff recently, I'm like, she was writing some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, she is an amazing writer, mm-hmm. which is just like, you're beautiful, you can sing your ass off, and you can write. And, right. like, they're not shallow songs. Like, if you go back and listen to those albums that she was writing on, those are some deep-ass songs.
Right.
right, right, right.
And so I just respect that about her. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could see that. So can you think back to maybe even, this does not have to be Mariah Carey, but mm-hmm. even just maybe just an artist or a project that you heard where kind of you think and are like, man, that's... their album, I remember when I put it on and that first song that I heard, it just grabbed me. Like, I couldn't do anything else but just yeah. be hypnotized and stuck with what I heard. Like, can you think of maybe what that project might have been or what that song might have been for you?
It's so funny giving this answer. I feel like I shouldn't give this answer because it's become so generic, but I think that's only because she impacted so many people yeah. and that for me is Miseducation of Lauryn Hill by Lauryn Hill.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so I feel like so many girls who sing mm-hmm. In my generation, you know, Lauryn Hill is their go-to answer.
But absolutely.
That's what I grew up on. And that was an album that, I think that was the first album I really bought. And that was, like, I played it until it had scratches on it.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. You know. So was it, like, was it, which, do you remember what song it was that grabbed you? Was it the literal first song, like Lost Ones? Or was it was it the single of like That Thing that grabbed you? Like,
That Thing was That Thing. It was That Thing. I loved X Factor.
Oh yeah, that's so many women found themselves just singing that song to their heart's content.
Although I couldn't relate at all. I love Zion. Like,
oh sure, absolutely. You mean you don't have a child right. in your
I
womb
was,
right
like,
now?
I was like 10 years old, like Zion, Zion.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's hilarious. I remember what I love about that project. I remember being in. I'm from Northeast Ohio. I'm from a small town called Maslin, outside of Akron, actually. And I remember I would go to Hawkins Plaza. Shouts out to Rolling Acres Mall up there. And it's such a hood mall, but I don't even think it exists anymore. But I would go up there, and there was a like an independent record store up there. And I would go, and I went up there, and I had heard Lost Ones on the radio, but I was like, I'm just go up there and just find stuff I couldn't find in my small town. And you know, this was back when release dates were release dates, and they held them like for real. Like you know, stuff would ship and they wouldn't put it out until later. And anyway, the guy, he was like, you know, he had the Lauryn Hill like album back there. And I was like, what? You've got this? And so I remember saying like, yeah, I want to buy that. And he's like, I can't sell this until whatever next yeah. Tuesday or something like that. And, I had such a, just the dejected face of a high schooler. Like, I can't, I feel so hurt. But what was awesome was I just said, you know, I'm from out of town. Now, he didn't know how far out of town right. or how small out of town. Like, I was 15 minutes away, but I didn't live in Akron. And so he was like, out of town, I can make a sale. So he went ahead and sold it to me 4 days early. I don't know who you are out there, but thank you. I drove home with thug tears in my eyes when Zion came on, because it was so beautiful, the music, everything.
Yeah,
it's everything. Just such a powerful record. Mm-hmm. Even now, we're gonna, you mind if we play just a little bit of let's play a little bit of X Factor, since that pulls on the heartstrings.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Battle. And we both
Yes. So that was X Factor by one Lauryn Hill. That's have you seen her live recently?
You know what? I saw her live for my birthday about 3 years ago at Center Stage.
Yeah.
And what was so crazy about it, I went with friends. Well, my sister got me some tickets to go see her. Mm-hmm. We got there and it was like something about the tickets, like they couldn't find them at Will Call or something.
Oh, really?
It was just crazy. And then like some people ended up giving me and my friends their tickets. It was like meant for me to get into this concert. And so I'm just the front, like fanning out, screaming the entire time, singing the songs. And then at the end, she was like, kind of just on the edge of the stage, kind of like, you know, just saying hi to people. I mean, this was like the very end of the concert. And my friend was like, have her sign my wallet, have her sign my wallet. So I make my way, everybody's screaming and just trying to get her attention. And I'm like, and she grabbed it out of my hand and she signed it
what?
And just handed it back to me. And for me, I felt like she was passing me the torch or something. I'm like,
absolutely.
It's meant to be. It's my turn now. And I'm just
Absolutely.
But that was such a like magical moment
absolutely.
For me.
Absolutely. That's so cool. So cool.
So full circle.
Yeah. I think I had the opportunity to, I haven't like gone recently to a show. Mm-hmm. I'll see the video from time to time, but part of it has to do with, I saw her live with the Fugees, like, and like for the Smoking Grooves tour. And it was so, you know, it was such an amazing time to see them at the top of their game. And, they brought Nas out for If I Ruled the World. And I just, it's never going to top that for me. So I'm just kind of like,
it was spiritual, it sounds like.
A little bit. Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, I will say that, like, I mean, and I totally get it. Because for me, only after 2 years of singing the same songs, I'm like, I'm tired of singing these songs.
Absolutely.
So I can imagine, I can only imagine, like, you know, her frustration.
Absolutely.
So, she, of course, she remixed them and did them different tempos. But as a fan, you want to hear these. You want to say,
I understand.
Do that ad lib at 1 minute and 26
absolutely.
Seconds.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I totally feel it from an artist's
absolutely.
Standpoint.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It can absolutely get exhausting. I would think that, and that, I think this kind of leads into maybe another piece of the set list where we talk about kind of just a crowd pleaser and just what's maybe a song that you just that you really enjoy doing live and for people, like what and I'm in specific referring to songs that you've written, you know, but like you recently had a release party here in Atlanta for your project Outer Limits, but you've also been doing, you know, supporting and doing shows for Origin as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of one of the songs that you just love to see the reaction of the audience when you perform it?
I love to do Sinking In, which is a ballad on Origin.
Mm-hmm.
And recording that song was, it took me forever to record that song because I felt like it was out of my range at the time. Like the hook was just so high, but singing it live is just like I can really sing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love that. I know people can really feel it, and I'm just singing it from my heart, and I'm singing with so much passion and, you know, squeezing every part of my body to get those notes out. But I like doing that.
Woke up in the middle of the night, saw you sleep on my side. How do you fit so right? Like the puzzle piece I've been trying to find. All I really want to see is you. I can leave it in my rear view. Cause I'm ready to try. Leave it all behind. And think you're finally sinking in. You win, and it's alright.
I found you like the sunlight finds a day. I found you like a flaming finds its way. Now
I'm at the edge of the range, and I'm ready to fly, leave it all behind.
Yes, such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
It's so dope, so dope. I really loved Origin when it dropped, and found myself like, yo, I know this girl.
She's, yeah.
Like, you know, you have that really weird thing where you kind of can find yourself being, you know, on double E levels, like proud of someone that you know, but then also just like straight fan mode. Like if I never met this person, if I didn't know what she looked like or what he looked like, I just would be in support of what I'm hearing coming out of the speaker. And so, I really, really love that project. I think you mentioned, of course, the Lauryn Hill experience, but what are maybe some other or another live show that you just remember seeing and being like, yo, I can't believe what I'm watching right now.
You know what? Sadly, I have not been to that many concerts.
Really?
But I do have an answer for this question. I will say Beyonce.
Yeah.
I was like a Michael Jackson fan at Beyonce's concert. And I didn't expect to be. Like, I mean, of course, I'm a fan of her artistry and her performances are just mind-blowing. But to be there and to feel that energy. I mean, I screamed the entire time.
Absolutely.
Like, touch my head. Like, I did not think I had that in me. You know what I mean? I'm like,
absolutely.
Because I'm always like, I'm an artist myself. But
right.
She was like literally as far away
as we are right now.
As you are right now. When she came to like the middle of Phillips Arena. And man, I was that person.
Yeah.
Like, tears in my eyes.
No shame.
No shame. Yeah. And I didn't feel bad. I was like, man. She is the second coming right now.
Absolutely.
But she's extraordinary. And just to like hear her sing and watch her dance at the same time.
Right.
And just perform like that. You know what I mean? I loved it.
Absolutely. I saw her, at Essence Festival, like a few years ago at this point. I remember thinking like, word, like, okay, like before she started, I was like, word, you know, it's Beyonce, whatever. And then midway through, you're just kind of like, even as a dude, you're watching like just the energy that she do all of that, like,
and be that fine.
It's it made no sense. It's ridiculous. So regardless, I completely can understand that. I'm also, you know, I'm also curious about,
I think Kanye agrees with both of y'all, by the way.
Oh, he does. Vehemently. Vehemently. He would interrupt us to agree with us. But yes, along those same lines, though, and I think that, you know, one of the other things that I think is great about doing music is like the energy that you or I, or just whomever is, you know, in their creative space, creating their music, doing what it is that they love and doing, being uniquely them. And that's, of course, one of the things that people gravitate to with you. Mm. But I think what's also great is when kind of energies can combine and you know, your uniqueness meets up with someone else's uniqueness. Yeah. And you guys create something new that wasn't there before, that brought something, you know, that you all didn't know was in one another out. And so it's a very fancy way of talking about collaborations and like coming together and doing music. And, you know, you've had the opportunity to work with a lot of artists and,
everybody knows
from a writing perspective, as well as, from a, you know, just a performing perspective, but, or as a recording artist. And I'm curious for you, like, what is maybe, one of your, I don't want you to rate, you know, rate your kids like, oh, I love this one better than the other one, but what's just maybe at
but
this,
rate your kids.
But rate your kids, but in so many words, just, in, you know, at this time, at this moment, on this day, what's kind of your most, one of your favorite, collaborations that you had the opportunity to do?
Well, you're right. I've done so many. I can't even remember them all. But the first one that comes to mind is a song that was on Mary and Mariba's Room for Living EP. And
amazing
it's
called, artist.
Yeah, she's incredible. It's called Magic Words. Yep. And we're both singing on it, actually. She rapped on a song on my album, but we're both singing on Magic Words. And it's just beautiful. I love to perform it with her. And...
that's right.
It's probably my fave.
Wonderful. Magic Words, Mary Mariba and India Sean.
No wonder blame myself for feeling this way. When I try to recall feeling whole, I feel nothing at all. Cause I have a love in someone.
So yes, that was Mary Mariba featuring India Sean for Magic Words. Mm-hmm. Beautiful song. Really,
thank
really
you.
Dope. Yes. Marion, like she's no longer in Atlanta, correct? Has she moved to, I mean, not that we're trying to keep like a tracking device on her right now. We don't want stalkers or anything like that. But I know for a long time I, you know, would see her around the way and whatnot. Has she relocated at this point or?
Yeah, I think temporarily, but she'll be back and forth. I'm sure she loves, you know, this area, and she just loves Atlanta and the South in general. So I'm sure we can't keep her in LA too long. She,
got you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I guess, you know, that's just another question I think of, like between LA and Atlanta. I mean, this is for all intents and purposes, a second home of yours, you would consider, or would you consider this home for you? Yeah, fair enough.
Tricky. No, I mean, it is home. I love Atlanta. I'm so comfortable here. Mm-hmm. And I would consider, like, really building a life here, you know, buying a home here maybe. Mm-hmm. But I will say that L.A. is like that fantasy land, like, mm-hmm. where I'm just dreaming to get back to. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's like the ultimate goal.
Absolutely.
For me. But yeah, I love both places.
What's kind of one of the major differences you've seen within the scenes, I think, between Los Angeles and Atlanta?
I always just say that Atlanta just has this rawness. You know what I mean? People who really don't know what the hell they're doing, but it makes for really beautiful art.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I really respect that and love that about people here. And now, LA, you know, it's very polished because there's so much access.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that's the difference.
Yeah. It's a refined industry out there.
It's
been there for decades decades and decades. Yeah.
We're still new. We're still growing.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the other things that we talk about a lot on the set list is just kind of the cover piece, like cover artists, cover songs that either we do or that we've seen and just artists that, you know, we just respect in that way, in which we find the best way to provide an homage to them is to reinterpret it for ourselves. Do you have you know, you are no longer the young girl who would be singing Mariah Carey. You have now grown up. You may still be doing.
You trying to say I'm old? No, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't dare. Let's get her some more wine. But but no. With that being said, you know, do you have a song that you love to cover? You know, that you just love to do. You know, that you didn't even write. You didn't write it, obviously, but something in it speaks to you that you just like to present to the people. A lot of times when you're doing your live show. Yes.
If you've ever seen India Sean Jimmy Gravity performance, you know that we do a ton of Coldplay stuff.
Yes.
Which for some people is really corny, but for us, we're like the biggest Coldplay fanatics. And I love singing Fix You.
Oh,
I love singing In My Place.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of their newer songs. So I couldn't just choose one, but I would say that. I really like getting outside of my genre. Mm-hmm. And experimenting with some of their stuff. I mean, and there are a slew of songs that I sing at home that I want to incorporate into the shows.
Right.
I love Radiohead. There's a bunch of songs by them. And I mean, yeah.
I have gotten the opportunity to see you do Fix You live. And I love that, the original song, as well as, you know, it is strange now that like Coldplay has moved to this place of, you know, people sigh or like really like a Coldplay, like for real. But some amazing writing is on a lot of their projects and
don't hate on Coldplay.
I know.
I mean,
to each his own. But
yes,
I'm just, you know, I'm a lyric person, so
absolutely, yeah. I know some, but I do know people who treat them like Nickelback, and that's wrong. Like, I think that's fundamentally irresponsible, if you ask me. But regardless. One of the things that stuck out to me in terms of like some of your cover pieces is like you recorded one of my two favorite Stevie Wonder songs ever.
Oh, yeah,
and and that so my favorite, and this, it's kind of a neck and neck tie on any day you could ask me. One of those songs is Blame It on the Sun, which I just love.
Oh my gosh, I know. I really wanted to put that one on the project.
Oh my, that thing right
That's
there.
That's probably my favorite.
Sarita wrote her life out on that record. But the other one is the amazing Golden Lady.
Oh, of course. And I did not want to do that one. I'm like, this one is too amazing. Like, you can't redo Golden Lady, but I was forced to.
Well,
beyond my will.
Let me tell you, whoever forced you did a damn good job, because you really came with it. And I'm harsh with it because I love that song so much. And when I heard your interpretation of it, I was just proud. I loved it. So this is off the wonderful EP, which you can go to SoundCloud on India Sean, listen to. But we're going to play a little bit of that, Golden Lady, India Sean.
Looking in your eyes, kind of heaven. looking at your hands. Hands can understand. Waiting for the chance. Just to hold your hand. A touch of rain and sunshine make the flower grow.
Oh, yes. Golden Lady. Like, I love that record.
Thank
I
you.
Love your version of it. Yeah. All in the feels. It hits me right there. It's really, really cool.
Good.
Really, really
that
cool.
That was the goal.
Adam's, Adon's feels, like, to hit all of that. But I thought, like, what is your, you were saying, like, off air, like, this project came about really quickly,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, this, talk to me. How did a wonderful EP?
I needed to put some music out because I was sitting on what has now become the Outer Limits EP, and it had been almost a year, I guess, since I had released Origin. So I wanted to put something out, and then I'm a huge Stevie fan. His birthday was coming up, and so I wanted to do something in time for his birthday, but it was like 3 days prior. So yeah, it was very, very, very rushed, but came out beautiful. Have some amazing production by actually Roman John Arthur.
Who, wonderful. Yes.
Yeah, he produced the Visions.
Nice.
Song. He played guitar on it. My friend Prem Midhop produced a lot of it, engineered the entire project. Marion, who we just spoke about, she played guitars on the project. And yeah, so with the help of some really good friends.
Absolutely.
We pulled it together.
Nice, nice, nice. Wonder, you know, we've talked about some amazing artists. We've talked about some amazing artists. Of course, we've talked about, you know, Coldplay. We've talked about, you know, Mariah Carey. We've talked about Stevie Wonder most recently. I think for you, what might be, you know, maybe your largest influence that you would say to you as an artist? You know, you're, of course, still becoming. You're growing even now. But at this point, you've been pretty successful, I'd say. And and I'm curious, and I think a lot of people are, is just what maybe is an artist that you just always speak to, you always think of, and I guess maybe just even now just inspires you.
Okay, kind of somebody I grew up on, or somebody current? Or
I'm speaking more about someone you grew up on.
Okay.
At this point, and we'll get to the current piece maybe a little later. But
okay, I'll say it's a combo of going back to Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
She was a huge influence for me growing up, and a huge influence for the Origin album, because I rediscovered her album and was like, I need to do something that feels like this, that feels good, uplifting, positive, message-based, like get back to mm-hmm. my core. And that
yeah.
inspired Origin. And more recently, I didn't really grow up on her, but I'm really, really, really inspired by Sade these days.
Mm.
Even though, like, she doesn't have anything out, but just
absolutely.
Like revisiting her old performances and music, I'm like really seeing some
yes.
similarities there.
Yeah.
Just in terms of like her presence, you know what I mean? I would say that like there were some times throughout my growing process as an artist where I just felt like, I wasn't singing enough, or I wasn't right. dancing, or I wasn't up there playing, you know, and people told me that I had to be able to do those things in order to be an artist, you know what I mean? And then I look at somebody like her who was just so adored yes, by the masses.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I can do this. Like, yes. you know, I can just stand up there and sing my ass off absolutely. And be beautiful yeah. and, you know, let people feel that energy. Like, it doesn't have to be a huge production.
Absolutely. And I think that speaking of live, I got to see her, what was that, maybe 2 years ago. I think wow. she was here with John Legend was opening for her. But yeah, it you know, that was a bucket list item. I was like, I have to see Sade. Like, come on. Like, you right. know, this doesn't happen every day. So that's amazing. I would also think that, like, you know, if they're going to do a biopic on her, I would cast India Shawn.
Thank you.
As Sade.
I'll take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Could pull it off. But that's completely understandable. And I could even imagine maybe how you would be told that there were just some other things you had to add to your presentation. And that's tough, I think, even just as an artist, really, you know, knowing yourself enough to say, like, that's not me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm me, and I'm me very well. And that should be enough. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm also curious, you know, when I think about a set list and I think about something that ends, you know, an album, mm-hmm. you know, something that ties up everything that comes to a conclusion, as do all good things eventually have to end. You know, some of my final questions for you might be just like, what do you have maybe going on for yourself? Like, what's, you've just recently put out, this Outer Limits EP, mm-hmm. This Outer Limits. I keep saying EP. Is it an EP?
It's an EP.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I feel confident a lot of times.
Eight songs. But, yeah. I guess that makes it an EP. Yeah.
Some people might, you know, call it out, but yes. Safe word is the project, but yes, the right. Outer Limits project, which can be purchased and gotten at...
or just streamed, whichever you prefer.
You can just stream it, but you want to give her your money, I think, and you would do that. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you would do that at indiashawn.com?
Exactly.
Nice. Absolutely. And so, but you have this project. What's ahead for you? What do you have going on?
Well, I definitely, I got a tour.
Yeah, I think so.
I have to, I must. I've been praying about it and doing chants and all kind of mantras and like, I have to, it's just time. So I would love to be able to do that this summer. I have some like sporadic dates throughout the year, but I really want to hop on somebody's tour and do that whole thing. Definitely, I've started a new project already.
Wonderful.
Outer Limits is a collaborative project mm-hmm. that I did with singer-songwriter James Fauntleroy. So I'm not really considering it my sophomore album. I'm considering it an experimental project that I did with a friend. You know what I mean? I do love it, but like, you know, I have to reserve that sophomore space for something, you know, a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would definitely like to complete that project by the end of the year.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, we, you know, depending on when you're listening to this out there on Fourth District, you know, we have sat down and have done a first spins with India Shawn discussing in detail all of that has to go with the Outer Limits EP. But I think one of the things that speaks to even what we were just talking about was, you know, a song off of the Origin project, which was, how you ended that, the Be Myself. I think that it's good to kind of, you know, when we're talking about closing, I think that's a very strong close to that project. Yeah. Can you talk to me maybe a little bit about how that song came to be, like Be Myself? Do you remember that, or is it all one big mush?
I totally remember it, because it's ironic that it's the last song, because it was the first song that I wrote for the project.
Gotcha.
And like we talked about earlier, I was in LA writing for a bunch of other artists, but I wasn't singing at all. And I was like, man, I miss singing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I was put on this planet to do. And I want to sing, and I want to do an album of my own for myself. You know, it might not ever come out. Nobody might hear, but I want to do this for myself. And I sat in my room and this song just came to me. Literally, it was one of those songs that just writes itself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to think, what rhymes with, you know, it was just, it flowed from me.
Absolutely.
And that was the beginning of the Origin album.
Wonderful. Let's play a little bit of Be Myself off of the Origin record. Myself. That's such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
I mean it. Like you, it's, yeah, it's just really, and actually, and while I'm thinking of it, because I might forget, like, have you heard, I don't know. So often I think that as artists, it gets kind of annoying and detracting, but sometimes people just need reference points for it to make sense for them. I'm saying all this to say, like, have you heard like comparisons to who you sound like, or who you remind me of, that type of thing? Who do you normally get?
Brandy.
I was about to say, I felt like that was what people say.
Yeah, you know it.
But I didn't want to say it, but yes.
It's okay. It's a huge compliment.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I remember it was very interesting. I remember sitting with someone when Origin came out, mm-hmm. and we're playing the record, and it kind of came out around the time Brandy released her most recent record, or like 2012, 2013, whatever. And you know, there's such, and I've come to learn this, but there's such a love and appreciation and adoration that you know, singers especially have for Brandy. Like, yes. it's another level. And it's just really interesting, because when you know, when she dropped, you know, everyone, a lot of people just wanted the album to be, not saying it wasn't good, but they wanted it to be like so great that sometimes it, you know, you might judge your favorite artist on a curve because you you want them to succeed. So you're like, yo, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This blew my face away. I love it so much. It might be just okay, but you have such an investment in making it great. And so, long story short, I remember when listening to Origin and someone sitting next to me and just like, this sounds like the record that like Brandy should have made. No, which is a compliment for you, right? It's saying
a huge
it's
compliment.
You know,
I mean, I understand.
I'm not trying to mess with your political connects. Absolutely not.
No, yeah, Brandy, she's an amazing voice. Mm-hmm. And I think even for her, you know, it's been an experiment, you know,
right.
of like just trying new things and trying to maintain that same, you know, level of
right.
glory.
Right.
But, you know, being in this music industry,
absolutely,
where you know you're trying to be on the radio and be, you know, it's just it's a lot to juggle. So I mean, and even for me, and I guess for me, it's like I'm just trying to be heard, so I'm gonna do whatever I can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's different when you have a label in charge of your career.
Absolutely. And I would think also the other piece with Brandy is like she was really young when you know she started, and to be in this place where you have to grow up in front of the industry's eyes and in front of people's eyes, that, you know, it's not an easy position to be in as you're discovering yourself as an artist and all of that. Yeah. But, an amazing voice, such a talent. But,
yeah. Fortunately for her, she can sing anything.
Absolutely. 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 So, I think, you know, we played kind of the last song off of the Origin project, and, you know, normally I ask people like what their last song on a project is that just really floored them or that they're just like, so sticks with me. But just to kind of switch it up a little bit for you, like what's maybe just the last song that you heard, period, that you were just really into, or the last artist you heard like that got on your radar and you were like, yo, I'm really digging her or him and what it is that they're doing?
You know what, I'm gonna go ahead and say Emily King.
Oh my gosh,
she's so dope, and I was blessed to be able to open up for her last summer at
the
Vinyl
show.
Yeah, that was so fun. I just love all that she's doing. I've been following her career for years and years. And she's just grown so much as an artist, really coming to her own. You can see that by just looking at her. But then you hear the music and it's so next level. And I think what I just really am drawn to is just effortlessness. And I love that. It's just so effortless with her. Like, she just sings, just open up her mouth and you're just... Yeah,
she's so, you know, like, yeah, she's so... I mean, she's been dope, but like, to your point, what she's doing now, and I don't know the name of her collaborator, the guitarist who
Jay Most. He's incredible.
Amazing voice, amazing musician, just amazing
writer.
Producer.
He does a lot of her writing.
Yo,
as well.
It's so dope. Like off of that 7 EP, like we got to play something off of it. I love so much of it. I can't choose, but I'm gonna leave that up to you. Do you want to hear Down, No More Room, Radio, Georgia? Ooh. Size every part.
I was just singing Georgia with my engineer the other day, so let's do Georgia.
Let's do Georgia, man.
I was not ready the day you gave me your heart. I was still falling apart. But since that moment, can't stop hearing your name. Wondering about you always. Come back, Georgia, come back. Come back, Georgia, come back. I just need another chance. Come back, Georgia, come back. I just need another chance. Chance to make it better. I was unhappy the day you left out my door.
just feeling unsure. So long I've missed you, now I can honestly say I'm ready to love you always. Come back, Georgia, come back.
Yes, man, that Georgia song, just everything that Emily King is about, I love so much of it. Yeah, I'm so excited for you as an artist.
Thank
and
you.
What you have going on, and just everything that you're have been able to accomplish at this point, but certainly, you know, what's in store and what's ahead. I believe in you. I think we at Forth believe in you, which is why we've selected you to be, you know, just someone that we want to follow, someone we want to keep in track and you know, want to keep tabs on, because we just see great things up ahead.
I'm honored.
For 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at the encore portion, we just kind of talk about just kind of things that we might have missed, or, you know, little things here or there. And one thing I wanted to ask you about was just, how did this collaboration come about with off the Origin Project, the joint with Hitman or Hit Boy? I'm sorry, I made him a man. I don't know why. Yeah, he did grow up, but no, absolutely the joint with Hit Boy, and was that James on that too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. James is like singing some backgrounds, right, and like a little tail end outro. Well, I'm just so fortunate to actually have real relationships with these people.
Sure.
I know a ton of talented people, and I've been able to watch their evolution in this music industry. And so it was just like a matter of a text message.
Will
you get on this for me? And so he rapped on it. And then the same thing with James. He sung on it. And then we did Neither Do We together as well on that album.
Nice, nice. Let's play a little bit of All I Have.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. That was All I Have featuring Hit Boy, James Fauntleroy, and of course that is off of the India Sean project, Origin.
Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely check out her new project, Outer Limits EP, on her SoundCloud, on her website, indiashawn.com. And yeah, we're just really happy that you were able to come through on Set List. And yeah, where else can the people find you? Give them all your social media, all that jazz.
Everywhere. Just Google me. No, I'm just kidding. No, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes.
Yes.
And everything is just India Shawn. India like the country, and Shawn, S-H-A-W-N. So follow me, find me, message me. I'd love to hear from you all.
Absolutely.
Most importantly, listen to the music.
Please, please do.
Go purchase that music.
Yes, 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 yes. So again, my name is Adon Bean. On behalf of Dan Duncan, 4th District, this was The Set List with India Shawn. Yeah.
Cause you know promoters gets all of your focus. But I'm not here to judge, I'm just here to love. If you don't find it within, you'll find it above. You'll find it above, find it above. Cause it's all about love.